Good afternoon and welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. It's kind of gloomy in LA today. It is gently raining. The skies are dark and cloudy. And it's just like, it's not a great vibe here in LA. I mean, I like the rain. My dog doesn't like the rain. You know, I feel like my dog really hates going on walks when it's raining. And I do think I'm taking that on a little bit. I'm taking on her emotions. I'm codependent with my dog. We all know that. Is it healthy? Absolutely not. But will I work on it? No, I'm going to continue being codependent with my dog because that's my lifestyle choice. Anyway, you know, I'm going to try to not let the gloomy weather get me down. I mean, hey, J-Lo and A-Rod are TikTok stars now, so that can get me through the day. That can definitely get me through the day. Just going to watch J-Lo and A-Rod's TikTok on repeat. Then I'll be fine. All right, let's get to today's topics, shall we? Two of the Jolie Pitt daughters had surgery and Angelina Jolie opened up about it in an essay she wrote for Time magazine. The band Haim is doing a deli tour, like they're going on a tour to a bunch of delis. Also, we've got an Amanda Bynes update. Nicki Minaj's husband finally registered as a sex offender. Camila Cabello said being in love with Shawn Mendes is exhausting. And finally, we're going to end today's show with a Garner Carner. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Okay, so we're learning now, according to a column in Time magazine written by Angelina Jolie, that two of her daughters with Brad Pitt have recently been in and out of various surgeries. Angie wrote a personal essay in honor of International Women's Day, and she kind of praised her daughters and how strong they've been throughout all of this. She wrote, quote, "I have spent the last 2 months in and out of surgeries with my eldest daughter, and days ago, watched her younger sister go under the knife for a hip surgery. They know that I am writing this because I respect their privacy, and we discussed it together, and they encouraged me to write. They understand that going through medical challenges and fighting to survive and heal is something to be proud of." End quote. I hope everything's okay. This sounds like scary. I don't know what's going on with Zahara, but she's the oldest daughter that they're talking about being in and out of surgery. That's got to be scary as hell. Anyway, after this piece came out in Time magazine, Page Six swiftly came out with some anonymous source that spoke to them about Brad Pitt missing the BAFTAs, and they confirmed that he missed the BAFTA awards for Zahara's surgeries. Page Six wrote, quote, "Brad Pitt missed the BAFTAs to be by his daughter's side as she recovered from an operation, multiple sources confirmed to Page Six," end quote. Unclear if they're talking about Zahara. I'm guessing they are, since Shiloh's the one with the hip surgery, which I guess like just now happened. Page Six added that, quote, "A friend of the family confirmed that Pitt, who dedicated his Oscar win to his six kids, stayed home in LA to support his daughters. However, the friend admitted that Pitt had never spoken publicly about his kids and never will, as Jolie spoke out in a Time magazine essay published Sunday in honor of International Women's Day. Jolie wrote that her eldest daughter, 15-year-old Zahara, and one of her younger daughters, Shiloh, 13, were operated on." End quote. Is it just me or does it feel like the source from Brad Pitt's side is kind of shading Angie there? Like, oh, she talks about the kids, but Brad doesn't. Like, come on. It's so boring. I do not like when Brad and Angie like fight with each other. I think it's kind of gross. Mostly when Brad does it. Angie can do whatever she wants. She's been through enough. The real takeaway here, in my opinion, is that Angelina Jolie has had this column in Time magazine for a while now, and I'm just now learning about it. This is fascinating. I clicked her like author name and I read some of the other headlines. It's mostly like, you know, international humanitarian causes and stuff, but this personal essay for International Women's Day is definitely an interesting turn. Is she gearing up for like a book or something? I would die for an Angelina Jolie tell-all book. I would die. I would die to read an Angelina tell-all book. I just want to know what happened on the plane. Just tell me what happened on the plane. Angie, get a book deal and tell me what happened on the plane. Ugh. You know, there's a ton of drama going around with concerts getting canceled, Coachella might get moved, people are freaked out about the coronavirus, but not Haim, okay? The band Haim, remember the band Haim? They're like sisters and they're wispy and they do folky pop. Anyway, Haim is not canceling their tour. They're going full speed ahead and doing a Delhi tour where they, you know, perform their songs in front of a bunch of deli meat, I guess. Yes, they're going on a deli tour. Haim wrote on Instagram, quote, "Our first show ever was at Cantor's Deli in 2000. So we decided we want to play shows at different delis across America to celebrate our new record. We've never done anything like this before. So let's all get together and eat some matzo ball soup and we'll play you some songs live." End quote. Anyway, the Haim Deli tour, I guess, is sponsored by American Express. This is just what life is like in 2020. These are the times we live in. We got a Haim Deli tour sponsored by a credit card company. We got a Haim Deli tour sponsored by a credit card company, everybody. And that's just 2020. Okay, so yesterday we reported that Amanda Bynes ended her 3-week engagement with her fiance, Paul Michael. But now we're learning that the reason for ending that relationship might have something to do with the fact that a judge has ordered Amanda to go back into psychiatric treatment. The Blast covered this, writing, quote, "Sources close to the situation tell us secret court hearing was held last Thursday where all parties in the conservatorship case, including Amanda's parents, went in front of the judge in the case. The hearing included Bynes' fiance, a student named Paul Michael, who she met in AA. But after agreeing to enter the facility, Amanda is now refusing to go and her family are weighing their options," end quote. God, this whole thing is so sad. I thought she was doing better. I'm rooting for Amanda Bynes. I'm rooting for you, Amanda, so hard. I'm rooting for you so hard. Another development in the Amanda Bynes situation is that maybe her relationship with Paul Michael is back on. Amanda posted an Instagram picture of herself with Paul, who she calls Paul, saying in a caption, quote, "My love, black heart emoji," end quote. Hey, so whether she's back with Paul Michael or not, I hope she's okay. I do. Amanda, I'm rooting for you. I hate to see you having a hard time. I want you to have an easy time. Amanda Bynes, I want you to have an easy, chill life. That's all I want. I'm a vitamin babe, okay? I'm a babe who loves vitamins. I've started taking vitamins and there's this company that I use that I'm obsessed with. They're called Ritual. I love them because, you know, I could eat 10 million leaves of spinach and still not get all the essential nutrients I need. I just love Ritual. They're obsessively researched vitamins for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most of us don't get enough of from food, all in their clean, absorbable forms, no shady additives or ingredients that can do more harm than good to your body. Since I've been taking Ritual vitamins every morning as a part of my routine, I just feel like good. I feel like I'm working on my health regimen. And I've never been a vitamin person, but Ritual got me hooked. Like, I am fully into the Ritual lifestyle. Ritual Essential for Women is the multivitamin reimagined. From D3 to omega-3, Ritual's Essential for Women helps fill gaps in a woman's diet. Their no-nausea capsule design is gentle on an empty stomach, and there's a mint tab in every bottle, and it keeps things so fresh. I love the mint part. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/celeb. That's ritual.com/celeb.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, is officially registered as a sex offender in the state of California after getting in trouble with the law for taking too long to do it. TMZ covered this, writing, quote, Kenneth Petty is now entered into the California Megan's Law database, which tracks sex offenders in the state. We don't know exactly what day he was registered, but it was clearly very soon after his arrest on Wednesday last week. So a matter of days, really. He's listed as 5'9", 170 pounds, and has a Bev Hills address, end quote. Anyway, TMZ, of course, posted the mugshot, and Ken Petty doesn't look too happy to be getting his mugshot taken. All right. Okay, then. Camila Cabello did an interview a few days ago where she was asked about making new music with her boyfriend, Shawn Mendes. Camila Cabello responded by saying,
I mean, honestly, we're being in our 20s and...
Busy people.
No, busy not people. Even like that. Just like being in love is exhausting.
Yeah.
It takes it out of you.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, we can't even go to the studio. We can't. We're trying to calm down.
Wow, okay. Too busy in other ways.
I meant emotionally.
Well, the big takeaway here is that Camila Cabello is simply exhausted by her relationship with Shawn Mendes. Too exhausted to head to the studio and record another song aside from their 2019 hit Senorita. Oh no, they didn't respond to this clip of Camila Cabello with another clip of Rose McGowan saying,
but imagine how tired we are. Imagine how tired we are of it.
I have to agree. I mean, it's truly draining the life out of me. How many more months of Shaw Mila do we have to endure? Even if Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes aren't like a PR fake relationship, like even if they are fully real and they're actually in love, like how much more Shaw Mila performative love can we as a culture really take before we absolutely crack?
Being in love is exhausting.
But imagine how tired we are.
Being in love is exhausting.
Imagine how tired we are of it.
We reported yesterday about how Ben Affleck's in a new relationship with Ana de Armas from Knives Out. So it's only fair that today we end the show with a Garner Carner, okay? We gotta be fair, all right? We can't give time to Ben Affleck and not give equal time to Jennifer Garner. So let's kick it off with a theme song. It's the Garner Carner with Jennifer Garner. She's the mom who makes you blush, and you know she can't be rushed. It's the Garner Carner. God, I'm so sorry. I feel like I change the tune of the theme song every time I do it. I am not a musician by trade, okay? I'm just naturally angelically gifted in the art of song, okay? I'm a podcaster first and foremost, not a songwriter. Anyway, let's talk about Jennifer Garner. What has Jen been up to since her ex-husband, Backtat Fleck, started dating the woman from Knives Out? Well, folks, she ran errands, okay? And we celebrate her for that, okay? A woman's work is never done. Jennifer Garner has to provide for her family while Ben is over there in Cuba having a makeout session. So Jen ran some errands. And let's see, what was Jen wearing while she ran errands at the Brentwood Country Mart? Obviously, she donned a chunky knit navy blue sweater. Obviously, she wore some khaki slacks, and obviously, she had to slip on some brown Oxford shoes, okay? To be quite honest with you, she kind of is dressed like Chris Evans's character from Knives Out, which, in my opinion, was intentional, and it means that she doesn't approve of Ben's new relationship with the girl from Knives Out. Okay, this is, in my opinion, an act of subtle sweater shade, okay? And listen, that's just one woman's opinion, okay? She could have just grabbed a random outfit, but, you know, in my opinion, if you grab a chunky blue sweater, you're making a statement, okay? You're making a statement. That is subtle sweater shade, everybody. By donning a chunky knit sweater, Jen is saying a clear message to Anna. She's like, run, girl, run, run! Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft. You can follow the show at Celeb Ride Home on Instagram and Twitter. I hope you all have a lovely Tuesday. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, don't forget to join the Facebook group if you want to chat and, you know, meet other people who listen to the podcast. It's called Celeb News Ride Homepage. Homepage is all one word, and it's a secret group, okay? It's a secret, elite, exclusive group, and I have to personally approve you. That's how you know it's a good club to be in, if it's secret, you know? It's like a secret society. We've got to get together and find a safe place to talk about how Zach Braff and Florence Pugh's dad have the same face. They have the same face. Also, as always, feel free to DM me at Celeb Ride Home if you want to chat even more privately about celebrities. I'm always here for you. I've got your back. And you know what? I'm down to talk about anything. I'm down to clown. Is that what down to clown means? I actually don't know. As always, thanks to Ride Home Media and to my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison, who is still out of town. One more day of me being an independent woman who edits her own podcast. Yes, I celebrate myself today. I celebrate me 2 days after International Women's Day. I am an international woman. Angelina Jolie should write an essay about me because I edited my own podcast. And that, my friends, is bravery. Okay, that is what I call being brave. All right, I'll stop talking. I'll stop talking now. Leave those reviews on Apple Podcasts. They really do help the show. Please support our sponsors. We love our sponsors here at Celeb News Ride Home. And hey, I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Bye-bye.